Once upon a time, an old woman sat sewing by the fire. Sewing by the fire. And she was embroidering a piece of cloth and making such lovely fine stitches that as she worked and she worked, that cloth filled up with beautiful pictures and beautiful patterns until when it was complete, she laid it down on her table and she went off to sleep. But in the night, a blackbird came and stole away that cloth, stole it away and flew into the night. And the blackbird dropped the cloth in a garden where a little girl played. And the little girl, the next morning, she came out and she found it. And she took it in and showed her mummy. And her mummy looked at it. And she said, "That's very, very beautiful. But do you know, all of these pictures tell a story." "A story," said the girl. "Would you tell it to me?" "Certainly," said the mummy. "I will." And so she told the story. And it was the story that was written in the pictures, that was written in the stitches. And she told it, and the girl was so enthralled that she wanted it again and again and again. Until she'd heard enough, and the mummy thereafter used that cloth as a handkerchief, because it was a nice little cloth, and it was good for blowing your nose with. But after a week, she washed it, and when she hung it up on her line to dry, what should happen? But a little dog, seeing it, thought it was rather lovely, and snatched it away and took it back to his master. And the master looked at it, and said, "Do you know what? There's a story in this cloth." "Ruff," said the dog, "ruff, ruff," who loved stories. "Yes," said the master, "there's a story in this cloth, and I can tell it to you if you like." "Ruff," said the dog, who really loved stories. And so that's just what his master did. Told him the story, all the way from beginning to end, and the dog sat and listened and wagged his tail. And the dog loved it so much that when the man finished, he wanted to hear it again and again and again. Until the man had told it so many times that he exhausted himself and said, "I've had enough of this and I want to have a little sleep now." And the dog was so thrilled, however, that he took the handkerchief and ran off to find his friends. Ran off to find his friends and wanted to tell them the story in ruffs and barks and things like that. But plans don't always go how you might expect, and certainly not for dogs, because as soon as that dog was in the alleyways where he hoped to find his friends, he came upon a couple of strange dogs who weren't very friendly. They got into a fight, and although the dog managed to see them off his turf, by the time he'd finished, he looked around and he couldn't find the handkerchief anywhere. Well, he searched around high and low, but still couldn't find it, and went home without it. And so all night long the cloth lay in an alleyway. But in the morning, the king's own falcon, flying in the dawn, saw it, picked it up, and brought it back to the king. And the king looked at it. He looked at it, and he said, "There's something in this cloth, but I can't quite read it." And he told his servants to take it away and wash it, and when they brought it back, he said, "Well, what do you know? There's a story written in the patterns and the pictures of this here cloth." And he had his players, and his actors, and his musicians make a play of it. And that very evening, the king sat and he listened. And his players and his musicians and his actors, why, they played it for him. And it was a lovely play. So lovely, in fact, that the king was so absorbed that he forgot to notice that the cloth was slipping out of his pocket until it fell onto the floor. And there, a mouse picked it up and carried it away into her hole. And there the cloth remained for 100 years, maybe longer. For 100 years or maybe longer, until such time as an enemy king came to conquer the king's palace. And the king's soldiers put up such resistance that by the time they crumbled and admitted defeat, why, the enemy was so enraged that they overran the palace and they laid waste to everything. Every wall was toppled, every room was crumbled. Until one of the soldiers found amongst the rubble a little handkerchief, a little cloth. And it was so lovely, all embroidered and all, the stitches having survived the ravages of time, snuck away in that little mouse's hole, that this soldier brought the handkerchief to the enemy king who had overrun the palace. And the new king, he looked down at the cloth, and he was amazed to find that there in the stitches and the patterns that the old woman had sewn, there was a story. And it was just the story that I have told to you. Just the story that we have just enjoyed. From beginning to end, every picture telling every word that we have heard. Now, how could that be so? How could that be so?